we're off. Hello, Pinkies. This is the Faye Driver. You're going to hear some different sounds today because we're driving around in the little green truck with a big heart because it's been snowing in Vancouver. So I dug the snow tires out of the basement and jacked up the little green truck with a big heart and put the snows on it. And of course, the weather forecast has been all doom and gloom. Snow, 15 centimeters one day, 10 centimeters another day, and you know, all this. Oh, it's going to be mayhem. Because trust me, people, you did snow and Vancouver do not mix. There's a good reason why we only have 3 days of snow a year in Vancouver. It's because God understands that people in Vancouver cannot drive in snow. So, all of the expensive cars are tucked away in the garage, sleeping under their blankets, while all the maniacs are out driving in the snow. So I too am driving little green truck with a big heart because it has snow tires, even though we do not have any snow. I mean, it did snow, it has snowed, and then in typical Vancouver fashion, it snows, the rain comes, or the sun comes out. The snow melts away, and then and that's it. No more snow. But nonetheless, given the fact that there's been talk of snow in the weather forecast, today I'm driving a little green truck with a big heart. So you are probably wondering, well, where, Faye Driver, where have you been going in little green truck with a big heart? Well, I've had two brushes with greatness today. I've been out and I've met two, not one, people count them, two famous podcasters today. My first adventure today was meeting up with DJ David J, who cut my hair for me. And let me tell you, what a delightful experience that was. One, meeting DJ David J in person, for starters, and two, having the pleasure of him quaff my gray and black locks. He's a fantastic stylist. He certainly does know his thing. I have to tell you, people, you know, I really do appreciate somebody who really knows what they're doing. Because, you know, in everyday life, we deal with people all the time who we expect to, you know, to dedicate some kind of time and effort to customer service. I mean, even if you're just buying gas at the gas station, sometimes you got to deal with the human behind the glass, behind the bars. And, you know, it's not always a pleasant experience. So, I will say, I do enjoy when somebody really knows what they're doing. And DJ David J definitely knows a thing or two about cutting hair. He really did a fantastic job. Really took his time. It was really interesting. I love watching craftsmen work, you know? It really is special to see somebody really putting in a lot of effort into what they do, and it's a real joy to see somebody who really knows what they're doing build something. So not only was it a lot of fun just sort of talking and chatting with DJ David J, it was just really interesting to watch him work. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching you work, sir. So DJ David J cut my hair. We had a great talk. I was bending and twisting his arm to come to Pride 48 Las Vegas 2012. So I'm hoping he'll consider that. He's working at a very funky salon in Vancouver. called the Chop Shop. If you're a Vancouver listener and you need your hair cut, you get in touch with DJ David J, you people, at the Chop Shop on Commercial Drive. In any case, so that was one exciting adventure for the day. The other exciting adventure was I went and had lunch with Mark in Canada, Musing Mark from the Musings of a Tech Writer podcast. We had a great lunch at a taco place, and we chatted about many, many things. So always a pleasure to spend time with Mark in Canada. I feel very blessed that I get him all to myself, and you other listeners can only listen to him every 20 minutes a week. So there. So I'm just heading on my way back home now to try and get there before the rush hour traffic and to try to beat the snow so I don't have to drive in the snow, if it's going to actually snow today or not. What is it with the weather anyway? Why can they not? How come they can't figure out if it... I mean, they say it's going to snow, or they say it's going to rain. And you'd think, you know, after how many years have we been studying meteorology and we still don't know that it's not going to snow, or the accuracy of our weather predictors is very, very... what's the word I'm looking for? Inaccurate. The success rate is not very good. Oh, there's a big BMW 745 Li. Just like the spy car. It's a different plate, thankfully. It's not the spy car. Everything's dirty, of course, you know. Because the roads are wet. They put sand, or not sand, but they put salt down on the roads, which is bad for your car, and snow. It is fun to play in, though. I will say, I was having fun driving around in the snow. We had a big dump of snow, probably four inches of snow we had dumped down on us over the course of one overnight. It was wrought havoc at work for me. My work night was extremely busy, but it was fun to drive home in, that's for sure. You know, one thing I did enjoy about Pride 48 Las Vegas is it was an opportunity to meet listeners for the first time, and in many cases I was able to record my experiences for the podcast of meeting these new people. And I really cherish those recordings that I have, because I can go back and listen to them, and it's like meeting the people for the first time all over again, getting to know all these people who touch your lives in, you know, very subtle ways, you know, even though you may just be a listener, quote unquote. You really, you know, the listeners, from a podcaster's perspective, listeners really make an impact in your life. And so I really enjoy re-listening to those instances where I was able to meet new people. You're always a little nervous, you know, when you go to meet somebody for the first time. Like, I've known this DJ David J for 4 or 5 years, only through what I've heard on his shows, and I can only surmise it's the same for him. He's been listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, hopefully, for however long, 2 years that I've been putting my show out, and you have these expectations of what this person's going to be like when you meet them. It's really interesting meeting people in real life when you have all these preconceived notions about them. So I really enjoyed meeting DJ David J. It was fun. I got this kick-ass haircut. I look fantastic, by the way. It's a shame I'm just going home to hide away under my rock. I should go out dancing or something. Show off my new hair. Anyway, so I'm sort of on the freeway now, or on a fast-moving road, so I'm sure it's getting very noisy here, since we're driving the little green truck with a big heart, with snow tires whining away on it, so I'll check out now. I can't even play you any music. So that's it. Thanks for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. And thanks for eavesdropping in a little bit on what's going on in my life. I do hope you enjoy sitting on my shoulder as we go through life together. All right, goodbye, folks. Take care.